Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're in the Gospel of John, and we're currently starting chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Dave, the Bible doesn't give us a lot of details about what took place with regard to the physical side, Jesus' scourging, his crucifixion, mocking, pretty much. There's more about that than the scourging and the crucifixion itself. They're less than 9 verses. Why is that? I mean, is this something the Holy Spirit, obviously this book is given to us, inspiration of the Holy Spirit?
Well, the physical sufferings of Christ would not save anybody. What men did to him, the mocking, the crown of thorns, the scourging, the crucifying, that doesn't save us. That would, in fact, add to our condemnation, because that is what men did to him. But it is what God did to him as he hung upon the cross. He cried out, "Oh my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Mm-hmm. He was made, and I don't understand it, he was made sin for us, the very thing he hated, that his judgment was against. He became that, and I don't understand that. He wasn't a sinner, he didn't become a sinner, but he was treated by God as though he were sin itself, and he took the penalty. The scripture says, "All thy waves and thy billows," the waves and billows of God's wrath, flowed over him, overwhelmed him, and he took the penalty, spiritual penalty, which again we don't understand, that his own infinite justice required for sin, for the sins of the whole world. The punishment due to every person who ever lived for their sins, or ever will live, was paid for by Jesus. He suffered it all in their place. And that's what the Bible really talks about. When he's in the garden, we've just passed through that, and he's in agony, sweating, as it were, drops of blood. It's not because he's a coward. We've talked about that. He's not afraid to have nails driven in his hands and feet, all horrible as that is. That happened to many others. And Jesus certainly did not suffer physically more than any other human being, but it was that he was going to be made sin for us. He would pay this penalty that we don't understand. And Hebrews chapter 2 puts it like this. It says, "He tasted death for every man." He died the death. In fact, he was laid into a new tomb, as we'll find here, wherein never man had yet laid. Again, symbolic of the fact that he died a death. Nobody has died this death yet. Mm-hmm. People have died physically, but they haven't died this death yet. And that's why the book of Revelation, chapter 20, calls the lake of fire the second death. That is a death that no one has died yet. And no one need die that death. But after you die physically, it's too late, the scripture says. It's appointed unto man once to die, mm-hmm. and after this, the judgment. So this is the death that Christ died. Eternal separation from God, and because he is God, he had to be God, in fact, in order to pay this penalty, in order to die this death. Everybody else is already dead, so they can only suffer the physical death and the second death. So the scripture does not go into great details about the physical suffering and describing it and so forth.
Dave, this was hard for me growing up Roman Catholic because my whole life as a youth, as a Roman Catholic, we looked to sufferings. The greatest saints in our hearts and minds were those who suffered the most. If you had a saint that they said had the stigmata, that is, in their bodies, they had bleeding from their hands or maybe even from their side, their crown of thorns, for example, saints that we knew about. Our focus was right there on the physical sufferings. Mm-hmm. That's what we could relate to. Mm-hmm. But we didn't understand. I didn't understand the real penalty that Jesus had to pay.
Yeah, Tom, I don't want to be accused of Catholic bashing or being negative, but you see...
No, you just explain.
Right.
Explaining things.
Right.
That's the point of this program.
If the Catholic Church explained the truth to their people, the church would be out of business. They keep people in fear, for example, through purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Christ, they say, suffered the eternal punishment, the eternal consequences, yet they say there are temporal consequences, and we must be purified, purged, and that is done mainly in purgatory, which is where it gets its name from. How is that going to happen? In the purifying flames. No, flames will not purify anyone. That doesn't happen. It's a wrong understanding of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it says every man's works will be tried, tested by the fire. That is the fire of God's judgment, God's evaluation, like gold is tested in fire, you know, and any dross is burned out. It's not the person themselves who are being engulfed in flames in order to somehow purify them through their suffering. So the Catholic Church, you always see a crucifix. Christ is still hanging on the cross. He's still suffering. But the scripture says, no, he's not. The suffering is past.
Mm-hmm.
He is resurrected. He's in a resurrected, glorified body. And how they can put him back on their altars again and say that this little wafer, through transubstantiation, literally becomes the body and blood of Jesus, so that he can be immolated, that's, as you know, the language, literally sacrificed again and again. It's called the sacrifice of the Mass. So the focus is on the physical, so that they can have a physical object that becomes Christ. They can have a physical suffering to hold over people. And, Tom, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy because it's a false gospel, and it will not save. If we don't believe that Christ paid the full penalty for our sins, then he can't be our Savior. He's our Savior, plus we're our own Savior because we kind of participate in the suffering as well. But getting back to this scripture here, Tom, where we're reading John chapter 19, Pilate in chapter 18, if those who are listening, remember, we just talked about that last week. He says he's innocent. He's already told the people that he's innocent. He knows that Jesus is not guilty. He wants them to release Jesus, but then he succumbs to the temptation. He wants to gain some points with Caesar. He wants to gain points with the Jews. He wants to be able to satisfy them.
And he was a politician,
wasn't he? That's right. Appeal to them for popularity's sake. So what does he do? This is an innocent man. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. He has him scourged. He does not deserve that. He's innocent. This is wicked. This is punishing an innocent man. And then the soldiers mocking him. Are you the king of the Jews? Oh, okay, well, the Jews have rejected you, but we'll set you up as a king. We'll put a purple robe on you. We'll give you a crown, but a crown of thorns, and we'll smash it into your head, and we'll bow before you and mock you.
Yeah, Dave, that's a point that maybe we don't think about. As I mentioned before, growing up Roman Catholic, you think about the physical suffering and all the saints and so on, and Jesus' physical suffering, as we thought it was. But the mocking, this is God. This is divinity right before them. and mocking. Mm-hmm. To me, as you said last week, Jesus could, the physical suffering, he could handle. We have men down through history who have handled things more horrendous, no doubt, than what Jesus did. But this being the God-man, to mock him is just unbelievable when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Tom, he's being mocked today. And as I think of Jesus, you know, that's one of the things that is most amazing. No, I mean, everything is amazing about him. You ever been falsely accused? You know how you want to lash back, how you want to defend yourself. He was falsely accused, but he was taking our place, and we deserved the judgment of God. Therefore, it says, like a sheep before her shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He doesn't lash out. You think of the injustice. You're saying the mockery, the injustice. And Christ is being mocked today. People curse him. They use his name as a curse word. They make fun of him. It continues today. But one day, the heavens will no more be silent. And one day, judgment will fall. And we need to warn people about that, and this is what we want to do, to be faithful. And there's only one way, as we said last week, as the Bible says. You better get right with Jesus.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. The new video by Dave Hunt is now available from the Berean Call. Is the stage being set for the grand finale? Jerusalem, mentioned an astonishing 800 times in the Bible, is prophesied to play the key role in world destiny. Scores of biblical prophecies concerning Jerusalem have already come to pass, as will those yet to be fulfilled. Discover exciting insight into what will transpire in the days to come. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon shows how the current peace process is fraught with peril and will ultimately lead to Armageddon. How the Antichrist will lead the world's armies to destroy Israel. The truth about the Vatican's intentions and the Palestinian myth. Video host, lecturer, and author Dave Hunt.
We tell the truth about Arafat, who he is, about the PLO, what that is, about the so-called Palestinian people, where even the word Palestine that is commonly used today comes from. I think we clear up a lot of misunderstandings.
Jerusalem's history spans more than 3,000 years, but this city's most significant and critical days are yet to come. Join Dave Hunt for a fascinating and challenging presentation showing how today's headlines mirror biblical prophecy. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. Information on how to order in just a moment. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer many items that you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. To contact Martin and Deidre Bobgan's ministry, Psychoheresy Awareness, and to get a free subscription to their newsletter, call them at 800-216-4696. Or go to their website at www.psychoheresy-aware.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 1904. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll wrap up this revisit to our special series with Martin and Deidre Bobgan of Psychoheresy Awareness Ministries and part 3 of Psychology versus the Bible. In Religion in the News, mind-altering drugs for kids. Dare to say no. We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, do you have the right psychological stuff to be a missionary? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.